Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of True Crime Time for Thursday, November
14th.
That's right. Thirsty Thursday. And we're back in the saddle again, y'all, bringing you some more excellent true crime stories. And I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
And let's do it again, right?
Yeah.
Thirsty Thursday. So next Thursday, I just saw the weather supposed to be in the 40s for the low, and the high is going to be in the 60s.
Wow.
Until then, it's going to be hot.
Did you look at Clinton weather or Denham Springs weather?
Well, I do both in my head at the same time.
I know. So what?
It's which 2 degrees difference. 2 degrees cooler up there, y'all. This is a running joke between her and I, because I say it every time when we're up there. But anyway, let's get down to some true crime time for Thirsty Thursday.
Okay, so what I am surprised by is the amount of comments that people have about us not offing each other, or that you were going to be distraught if something ever happened to me. I thought that was kind of funny.
Well, I'm just glad everybody's listening and liking it.
Right.
We appreciate y'all, and it's awesome, and we do enjoy the comments. If y'all have any ideas for segments or stories or whatever, send it to Cindy@realliferealcrime.com.
Yes. Right? Yes.
All right. Lay it on us.
Okay. So, ladies first. So, a former Massachusetts Air National Guard member,
right,
Jack Teixeira, was sentenced Tuesday, November 12th, to 15 years for stealing classified information from the Pentagon and sharing it online.
That's federal shit. And so whatever time he gets 1 day a month off for good time.
Oh, he actually does get time off for good time?
1 day a month.
I know.
The state, you get day for day.
Yeah. You shouldn't even get that. So the state, if you get,
how many years did he say he had?
15.
In the state, you would only have to do 7.
And yeah.
He's going to have to do 15 years.
12 times. Yeah.
One day a month. How many months is 15 years?
Well, that's what I was doing in my head.
So 120 and a half, that's 180. So he gets a half a year off, 14 years.
Well, he should do more time.
All right.
So Teixeira received the sentence before Judge Indira Talwani in the U.S. District Court for the District of Massachusetts. In March, the National Guardsman pleaded guilty to 6 counts of willful retention and transmission of national defense information under the Espionage Act.
He's fucked.
He was arrested by the FBI in North Dighton, Massachusetts in April of 2023 and has been in federal custody since mid-May of 2023.
Give a couple of days. Time served for that.
Yeah. And according to court documents, Teixeira transcribed classified documents he then shared on Discord, a social media platform mostly used by online gamers.
Mm-hmm.
He began sharing the documents in or around 2022. A document he was accused of leaking included information about providing equipment to Ukraine, while another included discussions about a foreign adversary's plot to target American forces abroad.
Huh.
Teixeira entered the Air National Guard in 2019 and held the rank of Airman First Class. Is that like a high ranking?
Yeah, it's like a private first class.
He was based at Otis Air National Guard Base on Cape Cod, where he was assigned as a cyber transport systems journeyman. He was able to access the documents because he held top secret security clearance since around July of 2021 and had received training in the definition of classified information, classification levels, and proper handling of material, according to the indictment. While the documents were discovered online in March of 2023, Teixeira had been sharing them online since January of that year.
What for?
I mean, I guess just because he could. I mean, it doesn't say his intent, his motive, or anything like that. It just, the ending of the story was, this is an ongoing investigation. But he's been charged, so he...
Yeah, I mean, he's fucked regardless, but I mean, you'd figure there'd be some financial motive or something. Why would you do that?
I think he's just a POS.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, but they're not going to fuck around with him. I can tell you that. They're going to make an example out of him. The feds won't take it unless it's a slam dunk. So let's go to Florida. Ooh, this is a good, not a good one, but it's a good, bad one. Yeah. In Florida, 14-year-old boy, same age as our son. And guess what he pled guilty to?
I don't want to know.
You really don't. Sexually assaulting a 91-year-old woman.
Oh, my.
Right? So his name is Jesse Stone, and he's charged with sexual assault and burglary. And he pled to this on Thursday, November the 7th. And Stone was arrested in June after the woman called police to say that she was sexually assaulted in her Florida home near the town of Reddick. Deputy said the woman woke up around midnight on Sunday, June the 9th, and she found Stone like sneaking through her house.
Yeah.
Right. And this is according to the sheriff's office, Marion County Sheriff's Office press release. And they said in a cruel act of violence, she was beaten and sexually battered by the suspect. In the days following the attack, police said they spoke to the 14-year-old who told them that a neighbor captured a video of a person wearing a dark t-shirt and shorts jogging in the area the night before. And though the teen denied that it was him in the video, the detective noted he was wearing similar clothes to the person in the footage. So this dumbass is getting interviewed and he didn't change his clothes.
Yeah.
Stone was later identified through the collection of DNA evidence.
Mm-hmm.
So he left his jizz at the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And he confessed to the attack, telling investigators he entered the home through the living room door and had watched pornography on her iPad. This is all in the police report. The woman said she had spoken to the teen in the past and considered him a good boy.
Oh, my God.
The cop said, this type of unimaginable violence is still shocking to me after all my years in law enforcement, Sheriff Billy Woods said after the arrest. Said it came as a shock that any individual would commit such an act on a 91-year-old, but it's truly disturbing when we see the young age of the arrestee.
That is, I'm physically ill from
right?
that.
91 fucking years old.
Yeah.
14 years old, but you watch some porn, here's a picture of this hero.
They're
going to try him as an adult, and I'm sure there's special enhancements there are in Louisiana. I think it's if you're over 82 or over, he is rightfully so fucked.
Yes.
And I mean, I what do you do as parents and everything else? I mean, he raped this old lady.
Right.
And this elderly lady, and that's just bad shit.
That is disgusting.
Yes. After he watched porn on our iPad, he decided he was going to do that. So, all right.
Well, in your professional opinion, do you think that's the first time he has harmed someone?
Yeah, probably so.
Okay.
I think that a lot of times these young and up-and-comers, if you will, when the fantasy doesn't do it enough for them anymore, then they act out further.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you become a serial rapist.
She's easy prey.
She was there.
Yeah.
She woke up and found him jacking off to pornography on her shit. And he was like, I might as well try the real thing.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Oh, my gosh.
If he'd done it to my mama, he wouldn't have made it to court. So there you have it.
Well, that's for sure.
Your turn.
All right. Well, let's go to Wisconsin.
We love us in Wisconsin.
I know you do. And we talked about doing something the next time we go to Wisconsin, very, very briefly. And what was that? Do you remember? I wanted to do something.
No.
Not going to the pizza place.
No.
I wanted to go to Canada.
That's a little bit further than Wisconsin.
Well, I mean, it borders it, doesn't it?
You're going to make an idiot out of me, but I know Minnesota's on top of Wisconsin. Go ahead and tell you.
Oh, that's true. I'm the idiot then.
You're the one that's, you're the school teacher.
Yes, I'm the idiot then. I was thinking that, yeah, Minnesota is, well, anyway, we were discussing going to Canada one time at some time.
I don't know about
you're
that.
You're going to look?
No, I don't.
You don't want to go to Canada?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like me not wanting to go to Iraq.
Yeah.
But it's not high on the list.
Okay, well, that there goes that lead.
Let's see, in, but there's Canada's, the Wisconsin does not have a land border with Ontario, which is the closest province, but it's a butts on Lake Superior, which is, let me just show you this map. So you
which can. Also butts to Canada.
That's Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Canada's way up here. A whole bunch of land
masses. Yeah, there is.
Actually, that's Wisconsin. And so that's way up
there. Yeah, it's way up there. All right. So.
Good thought, Sam.
Go back to fifth grade geography. But.
Right. Wisconsin.
Oh, I'm still learning, people.
Minneapolis, however you say it. And then it goes way up here. And you got, I guess, that lake. There's the border way up there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. It was closer than it is to here. So that was what was on my head.
Okay. Roll with it.
So a missing Wisconsin husband and father of three originally believed to have drowned in a local lake may have faked his own death and fled to Europe for another woman.
Oh, Lord.
Ryan Borgwart, 45, was last known to be on Green Lake on August 11th. That night, he texted his wife and said he was turning his kayak around and was heading to shore, but he never went home. Green Lake County Sheriff Mark Podall said in a news conference on Friday, authorities found his overturned kayak and his life jacket in the lake. They later found his fishing rod and tackle box. Believing Borgwart drowned, officials used divers, drones, sonar, and cadaver dogs on the lake to try to find him.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce's Legacy, a volunteer search organization, also helped authorities in their 54-day search for Borgwart, which stretched over 1,500 acres. Keith Cormican, the group's leader, sorted through hours of sonar data and images. However, the investigation took a turn in October when investigators learned Borgwart's name had been checked by law enforcement in Canada on August 13th.
Because it probably had to have been NCIC as a missing person. And if you run your name anywhere in the world, it sends an alert to that agency.
Yeah, that was the day of his disappearance, was August 13th. He also obtained a second passport after reporting his original passport lost. Investigators learned that Borgwart had been communicating with a woman in Uzbekistan.
Oh, Lord.
They also discovered Borgwart had moved money into foreign banks. In January, he took out a $375,000 life insurance policy and purchased an airline gift card. And the sheriff says, I was totally shocked. It was just unbelievable that we would have a case like this where some party actually staged his death. As far as we know, he's someplace in Eastern Europe. He said Borgwart.
So he ran like a little bitch.
He did. Could potentially face charges for this scheme, but that is pending further assessment. I don't see, I mean, how could he not face charges?
And that they ever get his ass back.
Yeah.
And they're going to charge him. I would charge him for every motherfucker that went out there and worked and mm-hmm. man hours and all that shit. They could have been solving other crimes.
Exactly.
One thing we know, there's no treasure on Green Lake because they mapped that whole 1,500 acre fucker. So we can take a scratch that off my treasure hunt.
That's true. Authorities hope to pursue restitution for the expenses of the search. He wasted a lot of time and cost me a lot of money, the searcher, Cormican, said. Whether Borgwart had help in this case is unknown, but Podol said his wife is not involved. I was there when the sheriff broke the news to the whole family, he said, and it was pretty, pretty heart-wrenching to see. I feel horrible for the family. They're the ones that are going to really struggle.
So they don't know? They don't know?
No, I mean, they don't know. They can't. But
this bullshit, they know where his passport was stamped at and then if he went to Uzbekistan or wherever.
Yeah. And
but nobody's trying to chase him down for a misdemeanor, I guess. I mean, actually, he didn't lie. He could have flipped his canoe and then just left the country.
Yeah. And Podol said, Ryan, if you were viewing this, I plead that you contact us and contact your family. We understand that things could happen, but there's a family that wants their daddy back.
Podol, you are a little bitch for wasting all those people's time. Why don't you just get on a fucking plane and leave, bro? Yeah, $375,000. Hopefully you're going to get... try to get that left for your kids or something, but you're still a piece of shit.
Right.
So that's just dumb, dumb, dumb. So here you want to hear some more really, really dumb shit?
Yes.
I'm going to take you back to Florida again, not on purpose. There's this dude, his name is Joel Rondon. He's 33 years of age. And he tested positive for alcohol, marijuana, and methamphetamines.
Okay.
According to the local sheriff. Mm-hmm. And he's a dad. And guess what? He's gotten 20 years in prison after he and his wife left their 18-month-old daughter in the back seat of a sweltering car after a 4th of July party in 2023.
Oh, my gosh.
In August, Joel Rondon, 33, of Lakeland, I know where that's at, right, pleaded guilty to aggravated manslaughter of a child, which is a first-degree felony. He was sentenced to 20 years in prison with credit for time served. Now, his wife, Jasmine Rondon, 33, of Lakeland, was also charged with ag manslaughter of a child. She pled not guilty and is scheduled to return to court in December when the decision will be made or whether or not she's going to trial.
Yeah.
They said, one of the most impressive facts of this case is that this is where it gets fucked up. One of the most impressive facts of this case is that you decided to go back to the vehicle to retrieve your cigarettes and you didn't notice your child there. That's what Judge Hal Harb told Joel at a sentencing hearing. And at a press conference in July of 2023, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judge, there's one we love so much, he's a hard ass. He called the incident one of the most horrible, tragic deaths that we have seen in a long time, and all it was all because negligence and drug use. So, hey, y'all, changing my wardrobe from summer to fall, it's never easy. Luckily, Quince offers timeless and high-quality items I adore, ensuring my wardrobe stays fresh and I don't blow my budget. And there's nothing easier than going to Quince and choosing these high-quality items, like cashmere sweaters from $50, pants for every occasion, washable silk tops, and so much more. The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, and I love that. I got the stainless steel Link Apple Watch band from $59.90. It's heavy duty. It's awesome. And it's like $100 less than I could find anywhere else. And I also got 100% organic cotton fisherman quarter zip up sweater. The color is alabaster. Man, I can't wait to wear that this fall. And Cindy got the Mongolian cashmere boat neck sweater in heather gray. And I'm telling you, these are classic pieces at a fraction of the price. Make switching seasons a breeze with Quince's high-quality closet essentials. Go to quince.com/RLRC for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/RLRC to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/RLRC. You'll thank me later. Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list, all in one spot. Gifts to spark joy, wonder, delight, and that's exactly what I want it feeling. Hey, y'all, I ordered a super cool piece. It's a candle with a sculpture of LSU Tiger Stadium on top of it. And each officially licensed laser-cut wooden replica features up to 4 layers of detail, creating a bird's-eye view of a specific football field, seating section, and more. And every label includes your stadium's name, the team's logo, and school location. And it has a coconut, soy, vegan, wax-infused with sandalwood smell that creates tailgates and touchdown scent profile, reminiscent of game day. It's invigorating like fresh-cut grass and nostalgic like smoke from a pre-game grill. In common, like the crisp autumn air of a new semester on campus. Y'all, I love it. I have it at the base of my TV, and I'm ready to watch the Tigers play on Saturday night, right? Uncommon Goods. Look, when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. And many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches. So shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. They even have gifts you can personalize. From holiday hosts and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone from the book lovers to diehard sports fans, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, not the same old selection you can just find anywhere. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So to get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/RLRC. That's uncommongoods.com/RLRC for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
So on July 4th, 2023, the couple went to a 4th of July party in Lakeland with their 3 children, who were then 8, 6, and 18 months old, Sheriff Judge said.
Oh, my God.
They left the party at 2 a.m. When they arrived home, Jasmine took the 2 older children into the house, fed them, put them to bed, and went to sleep herself, according to the sheriff. She told her husband, go bring the baby into the house. Joel proceeded to take some trays of food into the house and noticed that the right rear door of their Hyundai Elantra was open, according to Sheriff Judd. When he came back outside, he saw that the door was closed. He thought Jasmine must have gotten the child out, so he went inside.
Oh, my God.
Neither husband nor wife asked each other if they had brought the victim inside. Now, Joel went to sleep at about 3 a.m. and woke up at 10 a.m. to get ready for work. At about 11 a.m., he looks at 8-year-old and said, where's the baby?
Mm-mm.
This is all according to the sheriff. Joel raced to the car where he found his baby daughter in the car under the full sun, still strapped in the child carrier. And the sheriff says the heat index was 105 degrees. So the couple rushes the toddler to the local hospital. And the sheriff says, even though it was painfully evident that this child suffered an absolutely torturous death, the Lakeland Regional still worked on the baby to try to save its life. But the toddler was declared dead at 2:42 p.m. with an internal body temperature of 104.4.
Oh, my God.
This rips your heart out, Sheriff Judge said. So police launched an investigation, and the couple tested positive for alcohol and drugs. 17 hours after arriving home from the party, Jasmine tests positive for alcohol and marijuana.
Damn.
Judge, the sheriff says. Joel tests positive for alcohol, marijuana, and meth 17 hours later. So you can imagine what kind of shape they were in when they arrived home from this party and they left this child harnessed in the baby seat in the back seat of the car. And an autopsy determined that the baby's cause of death was hypothermia due to be left in a hot car. Due to being left in a hot car, and the manner of death was homicide.
Yes, indeed.
Joel and Jasmine were taken into custody on July 6th and booked into the Polk County Jail. That is fucked up.
He went
back to the car at some point and got his cigarettes out.
Oh, yeah.
But didn't realize the baby was in the
car. No. I'm
roasted to death.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, put that one in your fucking father of the year category.
I mean, it's 18 month
parents
old.
Parents of the year category.
So
18 months
it
old.
Needed I'm sure to it have pajamas put on. It needed a diaper change. Let's give it some food. It's been, you know what I mean? Like any of it. It's 18 months old.
Yeah, well, they missed all those, evidently. And that baby died a fucking horrible death. So, I don't know.
I
don't know how mom gets out of it.
She can't.
Well,
she's just as culpable, don't you think? I mean,
both of them are.
Yeah.
I mean, 17 hours, you still got alcohol in your system. Mm-hmm. Your body processes out one drink per hour.
Yeah.
That's a fucking lot. That means she had more than 17 drinks.
Way more.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
Crazy as fuck.
All right. Well, how do you feel about going to Olmos Park, Texas, which is, from my recollection, close to Austin? I know you like Austin.
I do like Austin. Keep it weird, Austin.
Yes. So on Thursday, November 7th, Brad Simpson, who's 53, was charged with murder in connection with the death of his wife.
Nice.
Suzanne Clark Simpson, 51, was confirmed dead. They don't have a body. The mother and realtor who resided in Olmos Park, Texas, had been missing since Monday, October 7th. And that's a beautiful area. We used to go look at Christmas lights in the area. Me and my friend that had a sister that lived there, the one that I had the purse business with, they talk about a beautiful area like at Christmas time with all the white lights and the trees. It's beautiful. Anyway, she and her husband were said to have attended a party at the Argyle Private Members Club in San Antonio on October 6th. Court records show that Simpson's bond for the murder charge has been set at $2 million alongside previous charges, including assault causing bodily injury to a family member and unlawful restraint. So his total bond is set at $5
million. You got to tell us what happened.
So Simpson left the Bexar County Jail at 1:15 before returning, being charged 2 hours later with the next. So investigators believe...
With a what?
With the next charge. Like he was charged once, came back later, and was charged again.
I'm fixing to tell you. Anything about what happened.
So the arrest affidavit had been sealed for 30 days. But investigators believe they have enough evidence to proceed even though the body has not been found.
I don't understand anything. You started out the story and you said a guy got arrested for murder, body hadn't been found. He went to jail, got out, and got rearrested. We don't know anything about anything.
Well, I'm just telling the story as I get it.
You might should have reversed it and told us what happened. Because I'm fucking lost.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, investigators believe they have enough evidence to proceed with pursuing murder charges, I told you from the beginning that the wife was missing. He's charged with the death of his wife.
Okay.
And they had attended a party.
You told us all that.
Okay.
Tell us what happened.
Simpson's brother Barton said in a statement on Thursday, it's heartbreaking, but it brings, now I'm completely turned around.
So is everybody that's listening.
Yeah.
So you didn't say anything about the party in the beginning, by the way. You said a guy.
I did, that they attended a party at the Argyle private members. Yeah.
And then what happened to her?
She went missing.
Okay. And then how did they find out and what? I don't know. Okay, you're strictly forbidden from researching your own story.
This is not my own story.
I didn't send shit to you.
Well, I'm not going there, but this is one of the stories okay. that has been sent to me. Okay, promise you.
The
other stories that I'm doing good on are my stories.
Okay, well, that one, we're just going to scratch that one. We're not going to edit it out. We apologize to all y'all. I'm sure somebody will look it up and find out what actually happened to this.
I mean, lady. I can continue, but I don't think it's going to make any sense and it's wasting time.
But hey, at least we know he got a $5 million bond. We don't know where or why or what or whom or who's missing and what reporter missing, what allegedly happened, but... There you go. It's true crime time for somebody.
Cindy is massively failing today.
Let's go to back to Wisconsin. So okay. We went to Florida twice. We're going to Wisconsin twice. This dude, Jalen White, he might take this. He just might win all the fucking idiot awards. He's a 20-year. He might win all the idiot awards for fucking up with kids. All right.
Okay.
He's 20 years old. And he's been arrested on child abuse charges in connection with really, really severely injuring his son.
Oh.
According to the police. But wait till you hear why. And he's from Wisconsin. He's a dad. And he's accused of throwing his 8-month-old at a wall. Because he was losing at a video game.
Oh, my gosh.
While caring for the child.
That's disgusting.
Police in Milwaukee said they responded to a report of a possible child abuse at a local hospital last week. And Jalen White was arrested on charges of child abuse and child neglect. And this is according to the jail records. White, who's 20, was taking care of the baby while the mom had gone out. And saw in the criminal complaint. Some of the injuries on the child were in a different stages of healing, right? So it's an ongoing thing.
Mm-hmm.
One eye of his was swollen and he had injuries on his hands and legs. And when the child was taken to the hospital, a scan revealed several other injuries, including fractured ribs,
mm-mm.
a skull fracture, and a broken collarbone. The child also had other injuries in different stages of healing, possibly indicating that he had been abused at different periods of time. This police said in their complaint. Isn't that fucking crazy? So during the investigation, White gave police a bunch of different stories, including he blamed the child's mom in one account, right?
Blamed
it on her.
Yeah.
All of which reportedly turned out to be false, and this is in the complaint. He then admitted to angrily throwing his son against a wall because he was frustrated with his performance in a competitive NBA 2K game, like on PlayStation or whatever, Xbox. He was losing, so he picks up the 8-month-old and slams it against the wall. He said he heard a loud thud after throwing his son at the wall.
I guess he did.
He hit his head hard on the wall, bro. Part of his confession reads, I heard the wall. It was hard on his head. He continued, I heard the impact of the wall after I tossed him. And White was reportedly losing by 2 points in the game when he became angry.
How old is this person?
20 years old. The child is not expected to live. And if he dies from his injuries, the charges against White are expected to be updated to include homicide.
I guess so.
And I don't ever tell y'all what their bonds are or whatever, but fuck him. He's in jail and he ain't never getting out. How about that?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
No.
8-month-old, right? No. That's like a size of a basketball.
And because he wasn't doing good in a game.
No, he's losing by 2 points.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You pick your baby up, slam it against the wall. He's been beating that baby since it was born.
Exactly.
Just with the different stages of healing. They about to fuck him.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Wisconsin doesn't have the death penalty because that dude deserves it.
That's disgusting.
I mean, every day we're doing stories about these babies.
Yeah. Every day.
20 years old, losing BAK, murder your kid.
Wow.
You know how it works out for you.
Well. All right. I got a surprise for Woody.
I hope you can tell a story.
It's Thirsty Thursday, right?
Yes.
You ready for a Thirsty Thursday quiz?
Is it crime related?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
All right. So, you've got 10 questions, sir.
All right.
This is the first and probably the only Thirsty Thursday true crime quiz.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Which infamous American gangster was known for running bootlegging operations?
Al Capone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Correct,
he says,
sir.
There are no gangsters in Chicago. It used to be one of my favorite cities.
All right. Question number two. True or false? The crime of drunk driving became a legal offense in the United States after the introduction of the automobile, making it easier for law enforcement to catch offenders.
I mean, I know it. You could get arrested for riding a horse drunk.
Right.
Doesn't have to be a car.
So right.
I would say, yeah, probably they made it formal because everybody's getting fucked up and running their 1915 Ford, whatever's
in. Yeah. However, but in Wisconsin, can't you drive your little side by side around and not get that?
Don't be talking, giving Wisconsin secrets up.
All right. Two for two. Number three. In which year did the U.S. repeal prohibition?
1932 or 29. It's one of them. It was like 3 years after. I think it's 32.
33.
All right.
Okay.
Close.
What drink is often associated with the notorious Whitney Bulger?
It's Whitey Bulger.
Oh, my eyes are bad. Whitey Bulger.
I remember.
The Boston mobster.
I know everything about him. He drank a, was it a martini?
He was known for his violent crimes after running the Winter Hill Gang.
Yeah, I know.
And you have
it,
A, whiskey, B, beer, C, rum, or D, vodka.
It's whiskey.
It is whiskey. Yeah. All right. Number five. The infamous 1978 Jonestown Massacre involved
they drank the Kool-Aid and it killed them all.
How many people?
I don't know. It was a bunch of them. It's a mass suicide.
Was it over or under 900?
Under 900. Was it 300 or something?
It was over 900 people.
I don't remember. I just know it happened. How many people?
Over 900. It just says over 900.
Okay.
All right. Number six. I can't see. Which popular beer brand was once the subject of a criminal case involving a trademark dispute that escalated into violence? You know this beer well. You have A, Budweiser, B, Miller Lite, C, Coors, D, Heineken.
Budweiser.
You are correct. Number seven.
This is the famous Budweiser beer we know and know, a brand produced by any other brewers. Cost so much to brew and age. Their exclusive feature with Asian produce the taste, the smoothness, the drinkability you find in no other beer at any price. Y'all go look at a Budweiser can and that little ribbon above where it says Budweiser and all those little bitty words. That's what it says. It took me about $60,000 in two semesters in college to memorize that.
Oh my gosh, the many talents of Woody Overton.
Right.
Okay.
Budweiser, you want to sponsor me? I'm down.
Number seven. Who was the famous serial killer known for luring his victims with drinks before committing his crimes?
There's several of them.
There's four that you get to choose from.
Yeah.
A, Ted Bundy. B, Jeffrey Dahmer. C, John Wayne Gacy. Or D, Richard Ramirez.
Gacy was the clown. Ramirez was the dating game killer. So it's got to be, it's not Ted Bundy, so it's the dude Dahmer, the dude that ate him.
It's actually Bundy.
Was it?
Yeah.
Bundy. I don't think that was his main ply. He would do like an injured arm and
yeah, he would fall victim. Yeah, things.
He was a good looking dude and smart and all that.
Not as good looking as you. Well, I don't think he's good looking at all. I'm honestly, just
saying what they said.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, obviously, I don't know if he's good looking or not.
Yeah,
just saying what they said.
Number eight. What type of crime is often associated with drunken behavior and can lead to serious legal consequences such as fine and imprisonment? So you have...
In Louisiana would be... go ahead.
All right. You have A, B, C, D. A, DUI, which is driving under the influence.
No shit.
B, well, some people, because in other states it's different.
Louisiana is DWI.
Right. B, assault. C, vandalism. Or D, all of the above.
Wait, read the question again.
Which type of crime is often associated with drunken behavior?
Well, it's obviously driving under the influence.
And can lead to serious legal consequences.
I mean, if you kill somebody, it can lead to serious legal consequences.
So DWI, assault, and vandalism, or all of the above?
I mean, if you're drunk and you do all the above, it's serious consequences. If not, then it's just DUI.
Well,
you could do the other two and not be drunk.
You can. But the response for this is all of the above. Like the other guy, the ship guy. Yeah, walking.
You got to say the other people got drunk. The what's the last two? Assault and whatever?
Vandalism.
Okay, if I reached across this table in other states and if I slapped the piss out of you right now, that's assault and I'm not drunk and that could cause me serious problems. Vandalism, go to the neighbor's house and tear down their shit. I don't have to be drunk to do that.
No, but most of the time people are when they have assault and vandalism.
What the fuck are you talking about?
This is going to be titled Cindy is an Idiot
Today's episode is not Cindy's an Idiot. It's just... She's not on point.
All right. Number nine. In 1993, a cult leader in Waco, Texas.
I know it, David Koresh.
All right. And number 10, true or false, the term Thirsty Thursday originated from college drinking culture where students would engage in drinking games and binge drinking on Thursdays, often leading to wild incidences and sometimes even criminal activities.
On Thursdays for us, no matter which school I was at, whether Southeastern or USL, we would drive to Baton Rouge for Beat the Clock. And they started at Fred's for the first however long, it was penny drinks. Then it went to nickel drinks after like 30 minutes or so,
mm-hmm.
and then went to nickel drinks, then it went to dime drinks, then it went to quarter drinks.
Yeah.
And they had another one, but that was definitely a Thirsty Thursday. And Southeastern was really big on Thursdays. Like Thursday nights, you couldn't find a place to park. People would come from other colleges to go mm-hmm. there. And on Friday, because everybody wasn't from there, not like LSU, where a lot of students stay over the weekend.
Right.
Friday, you could drop a fucking bomb in a parking lot and not hit a car.
Exactly.
So I would assume that is true, that it probably started with colleges?
Yes.
Yeah.
And in my defense, I used ChatGPT on the fly. I didn't even read it before I came out here.
Hey, ladies, are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living in our environment right now. It's in your food, your water, the air you breathe, the clothes you wear, your skincare products. They all mess with your hormones. Then there's the natural hormone changes your body goes through, premenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you have to suffer through it. The good news is you don't have to suffer through it anymore because now you have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone support and supplement, it's become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Well, my wife says it makes her feel like her own self again. And that's what women mention over and over in the reviews. And there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code RLRC for 15% off today. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com and use code RLRC.
Hey, y'all, let me tell you about Gobble. All Gobble meal kits are pre-prepped. That means less work for you and less waste in your kitchen. Their meal kits include everything you need so you can save time at the store or just skip that trip entirely. I got the box in and I had three different meals. I had a Kung Pao chicken, crispy fish tacos, and a beef bourguignon, however you say it. But let me tell you about the classic beef bourguignon. Look, it came with beef pot roast and a beef broth concentrate, red wine demi-glace, cremini mushrooms, cipollone onions, mashed potatoes, baby carrots, and rosemary thyme butter. It was so easy to make. Literally like 15 minutes it took Cindy. And let me tell you something, all the dishes were fire, but this thing was like a taste explosion in my mouth. It's just unreal. We've got to spend more time together and more time doing the things we love because everything came in this one single box right to my door. So see what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. You get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. And let me tell you, those cookies, I ate one that was sin-baked and it was delicious. Go to gobble.com/real life. That's gobble.com/real life for $120 off your first four boxes. This offer is not available on the home site, so don't miss out. This is genius. It's taste explosions in your mouth like you never had.
Hey,
just a little too late for you to defend yourself. Right? So, you could just be as smart as this lady there.
Okay.
Right. So, Jackie Schroyer has been arrested by Angolan authorities in connection with the murder of Bo Schroyer. So, this dude... Oh, first of all, y'all, let's go. This will be a little bit of
worldwide crime.
This guy was from Minnesota, and he's a missionary, right? I respect those people that go to third world countries,
yeah,
or fourth world countries, whatever you want to call them, and try to help people and shit.
Yeah.
It's not my cup of tea, yeah, but I respect them.
Yeah.
So he was a Minnesota missionary, and he was killed in Angola. I'm assuming they mean Africa, y'all. And his wife has been arrested in connection with his death. And so Bo Schroyer's death was announced by Lakes Area Vineyard, a church in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. And in a statement, Pastor Troy Esten said Schroyer was killed in an act of violence while serving Jesus in Angola, Africa. Now, Schroyer, who was murdered on October 25th, had five kids and began serving a mission with his family after COVID restrictions eased. So the Angola Press Agency, a government-owned news outlet citing Angolan police, reported that Jackie Schroyer, Bo's wife, and two Angolan men, Bernardino Elias, 24, and Isolino Caillou, 23, were arrested in connection with the missionary's killing. And another suspect, Gelson Ramos,
he ran like a little bitch
and is still on the run. Now, they said, "I'm so sorry and simply do not have the words to express my disbelief and sorrow about this news," Easton said in a statement announcing Jackie's arrest. "What I can tell you is that the Schroyer children are well cared for, and we will work along with SIM USA and SIM Angola to ensure that continues to be the case." Now, here's where the plot thickens. Like earlier when you didn't have the information about motherfucker got killed and all that. So, Angolan authorities alleged that Jackie was having an affair with Elias, who was working as the family's security guard.
Mm-hmm.
So evidently you go to Angola to do missionary work, you got to have a security guard.
Oh,
or the people there don't appreciate you coming to help them.
Yeah.
Authorities claim that Jackie recruited her boyfriend for the crime and that she hired both Cayo and Ramos with a promise of $50,000. Fuck you, Jackie, you can get somebody killed in the U.S. for like $3,000. But it is not immediately clear that the suspects have been charged. Police said the murder weapon was a knife that Bo had given to Elias.
Mm-mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Give your bodyguard a knife and he kills you with it.
Yeah.
After he bangs your wife. Jackie was reportedly described as the mastermind by police. So I know I'm safe today.
Oh, wow. You're safe every day.
No. The mastermind.
Oh, because I'm an idiot. Well, I let you that. Tell you your full it. Story without interruption.
Well, that's because I'm sitting here listening. And I'm like, what the fuck? Wait, well, where's it going? And so is everybody else that's listening. All right, let me finish this. So Jackie was described as mastermind. Police said she went with Elias to the crime scene 3 days before the killing to determine whether she would lure her husband there. And on the day of the murder, Cayo and Ramos drove to the scene and acted like they had car trouble before killing Bo, right? So a spokesperson, Manuel, how do you say his name, a spokesperson for the country's Criminal Investigation Service, told the Angola press agency that authorities have a strong suspicions here of a possibly romantic relationship in relation to the person who ordered the case and her accomplice. And Halawai reported that authorities presume that Jackie did not want to leave Angola after Bo's missionary time was up.
Oh.
She was liking that other stuff.
She was liking it.
Originally from Minnesota, Bo left behind his career as a police officer.
Oh, gosh.
And a real estate agent to answer a higher calling, dedicating his life to sharing hope and love in communities far from home. And with the heart full of faith and compassion, Bo's mission was to make a difference and spread kindness wherever he went.
Yeah.
And
that's sad.
That's sad. Yeah. So his wife, I wonder what the prisons are like in
I wouldn't Africa. Think good.
I bet she's going to do some hard time. Yeah. Maybe they might kill him. I don't know. Let me look that up.
Yeah.
Prisons in Angola, Africa.
I don't know, but I don't want to be there for sure. I wouldn't want to be in any prison.
No shit.
But
I know that Angola's going to come up like our show, Bloody Angola.
Right.
So I'm trying to look at prisons in Angola, Africa. So,
hope that's not a SEO search thing where they're going to get your phone information.
I hope it's not a search thing like you did for those stories.
That's what I'm saying. That. Yeah.
So not only did they give you incomplete stories, they got your phone information?
They didn't give me incomplete. It was just a roundabout way of telling the story that you don't have patience for.
Okay. You didn't tell anything.
I could have.
Other than somebody, whatever.
I got through 3 paragraphs of 2 pages worth of story.
Prisons in South Africa are run by the Department of Corrections Services. And the department is divided in 6 administrative regions, each with its own regional commissioner, subdivided in multiple areas, blah, blah, blah. But a prison in Africa. Generally speaking, those incarcerated in African prisons face years of confinement in often cramped and dirty quarters with insufficient food allocations, inadequate hygiene, and little or no clothing.
Yeah.
There you go. Get you some of that, Bo's killer. So anyway, y'all, we're just having fun.
Yes,
picking on Sten. Although I should probably cry when I turn off the microphone and all that shit, and I'll be in the doghouse for now.
I'm teasing. You're just not getting dinner tonight.
Yeah,
that's
probably true.
Don't say it was a joke.
Anyway, we love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you for tuning in for True Crime Time for Thirsty Thursday.
Right?
And Woody Overton.
Cindy Overton.
And we will see you next week, and Cindy will have better stories.
Cindy's going to pick her own stories.
Do whatever you want. You have better stories. All right. Anyway, we're playing on that, but love y'all. Peace.
Peace.
Thank you. Every day when you log into ChumbaCasino.com, the ultimate online social casino, you get a free daily bonus. Imagine if you got daily bonuses in other parts of your life.
I chose French fries over loaded French fries.
I asked Stuart from accounting about his weekend, even though I don't care.
I updated my operating system without having to call tech support.
Collect your free daily bonus at ChumbaCasino.com now. And live the Chumba life. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.